When the bankers swarm like locusts out there, returning away I yield. Trains roll by our silo, silver in the rain, and leave our pockets full of earth, and but our dreams in a golden pain. Have you seen the folks in the line of downtown at the station? They're all buying their tickets out, and they're talking the great depression. Now our parents had their hard times 50 years ago, but when they stood out in these empty fields and dust as deep as snow. There's a little bit of you and a little bit of me in the photos on every page. Now our children live in the city and they rest upon our shoulders. They never want this rain to fall or the weather to get cold.
Well, these delta towns are satin gowns in a high-beam frame. The Red Alien guides my hand to the radio. Where would I be in times like these without the song to read a roll? Cause when you can't find a friend, just turn up the radio. Oh, when you can't find a friend, just turn up the radio. Oh, the radio. Looking for his lover, wonder what's to become of me. I got a 008 Tina Martin guitar in the backseat of the car, and I am leaving Mississippi with the radio on. But when you can't find a friend, just look at the radio. But when you can't find a friend, just look at the radio. Oh, listen to the radio. The radio. across the border and now he's in the sky. I smell a bunch of train, I hear silver wings, and then away in there a hag of fly. And that good old boy will find a band of gold on the stereo. Hey, then my mama's gonna call me where she's gonna stay down. At dime stores and whatever kind of dime stores are dying all over the world, and especially Woolworths, they're just closing right and left. And I really do love Woolworths stores. And when we were here on tour at Christmas time, I went around to Woolworths stores all over the country because they had the best crackers. And we don't have crackers back in the States, and so I enjoyed taking them back to my niece and nephew and scaring the dickens out of them. They've never seen one before. So to the Woolworth store, long live them. And to the sweetest singer, I guess, the sweetest singer that I've ever known is Kathy Mattea. And I know she dearly loves coming over here. And this was her first big hit. Thank you. Rita was 16 years, Hazel eyes and just not here. She made a Woolworth countershine. Annette was a sweet romancer and a darn good dancer, and it was the Isles of the Five and Nine. Now Eddie played the steel guitar, and his mama cried 'cause he played in the bars, and he kept young Rita up late at night. So they married up in Abilene, lost a child in Tennessee, and still that love survived, 'cause they'd sing, dance a little closer. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer tonight. Dance a little closer to me. It's closing time and love's on sale. The night at the seven. One of the boys in Eddie's band took a shine to Rita's hand. Where they ran over the base man's way. Oh, but he was back by June, be singing a different tune, and sporting the street of that by his side. And he sang, dance a little closer to me. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer. Eddie traveled with the bar and band till arthritis took his hands. Now he sells insurance on the side. And Rita's got her house to keep. She writes dime store novels of a love so sweet. They dance to the radio late at night. And still sing, there's a little closer. Dance a little closer now. Dance a little closer. Cause Rita was 16 years, Hazel eyes and just not here. She really made a Woolworth countershine. And Eddie was a sweet romancer. I heard he was a darn good dancer. And it was the Isles of the Five and Dime. And they lived a mighty simple life, 'cause they go all the Isles of the Five and Dime. We could all go tomorrow and take a date, and we'll go waltz the aisles of the Five and Dime. And it wouldn't be a telephone date either, it'd be the real thing, and we'll go waltz the aisles of the Five and Dime. My secretary coined a phrase one day after hanging up the phone from talking to some music business executive of testosterone poisoning.
One of the many symptoms of testosterone poisoning that we've come up with is men who are really, really have it badly. When they're sitting down, they're writing a letter to a corporation, and it's just really urgent that they receive a reply to this letter on a certain issue. And they address the letter, "Dear Gentleman." That's a one symptom of testosterone poisoning. And another one is when you're in the car and you're going somewhere and you're lost. And your wife's in the car and everybody's irritable and you refuse to stop and get directions. That's another symptom of testosterone poisoning. You honk the horn on your Mercedes Benz. I rolled up my window so you're honking again. And your stereo could drive the devil out. Hey, you drink too much and you talk too loud. But you think you got it, they think you got it, they think you got it, they think you got it, they. When you're one late chai and a shopping. Now George Bush is the way you vote. You got a sticker on your bumper, that's how I know. And you think true love is around this bend. You've been around the bend since the age of 10. But you think you got it, they think you got it, they think you got it, they think you got it, they. When you're one late Chevy looking for girls. Hey, it's a Saturday night, so go on down the road. And I'll cancel you out when I go to the poll. Because you think you got it, they think you got it, they think you got it, they think you got it, babe. When you're one late shy, they shy. I'd like to thank the Blue Moon Orchestra for all of that list of testosterone symptoms. I'm very fortunate to have an entire band not suffering from the disease. This next song is a tune that started an entire album project for me. Folk music was my first love in life, and it'll probably be the last love in my life. And I just felt like there's a whole generation of young people out there who have never heard the songs from most of the world's folk writers and never heard how great they are. All they heard were the ones that accidentally made it onto radio. So right now I'm just finishing a project with Jim Rooney of all of my favorite folk songs of life. And this is one of them. It's a tune that I just recorded with Emmylou Harris for the album, and it's a song written by Emmylou and I's favorite American female writer, which was a lady by the name of Kate Wolf. And Pete Kennedy over here played with Kate Wolf for many years, so I'll let him kick it off, "Across the Great Divide." Mm-hmm. But I've been walking in my sleep, counting troubles instead of counting sheep. Where the years went, I can't say. I just turned around and they've gone away. And I've been sifting through the layers of dusty books and faded paper. They tell a story I used to know, and it was one that happened so long ago. And it's gone away. Yesterday, and now I find myself on the mountainside. It's where the rivers change direction across the great divide. Now I hear how the calling softly as the night was falling. With a question and I reply, but he's gone across the borderline. And he's gone away yesterday, and now I find myself on the mountainside. It's where the rivers change direction across the great divide. The one that comes between the edge of night and the break of day. It's when the darkness rolls away and it's gone away yesterday. Where the rivers change direction across the great divide. And it's gone away yesterday, and now I find myself on the mountainside. It's where the rivers change direction across the great divide. This next song is another one of the songs that we just recorded for this new album, and it's by, I think, the premier and most wonderful songwriter that Texas has ever given birth to, which is a gentleman that I grew up listening to by the name of Towns Van Zandt. And my middle name is Caroline, and I first heard this next song when I was a teenager, and I came from a family of very modest means, and my dad used to play Towns' records all the time, and I would hear this song, and I would think, boy, if I don't do well in life, once I walk out that front door of this house, I could end up like this character Caroline in this song. And many girls did that I knew. This is a song of Towns', it's called Tecumseh Valley. name she gave was Caroline, daughter of a miner, and her ways were free and seemed to me the sunshine walked beside her. She came from Spencer across the hill. She set her upon its center, 'cause the coal was low and soon the snow would turn the skies to winter. She said she'd come to look for work, and she was not seeking favor for a dime a day and a place to stay. She turned those hands to labor. Times were hard, Lord, and jobs were through, all through Tecumseh Valley. But she asked around, and a job she found, tending bar for Gypsy Sally. Saved enough to get back home in spring, replace the winter. But her dreams were denied the call he died. The word came down from Spencer. Took to pouring out on the streets with all the lust inside her. It was many a man returned again to lay himself aside. In her hand, when she died, was an old cry, fare thee well, Tecumseh Valley.
Thank you.
Don't want to be standing here with a ticket for the southbound lane. 7 years before, somehow this doesn't feel the same. Talk is cheap, so we could talk all night long. We may never figure out just where the went wrong. And I don't want to be standing here, and I don't want to be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound. Not forever anymore, because these young people walk away from love alone to pay its floor. And young or old, I say that love is still the same, and you may walk away from love, but you'll fall head to heel again. And I don't want to be standing here, and I don't want to be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. Cause if love won't fly on its own free will, who's gonna catch that outbound plane? Therefore, knowing not the cares where that other heart is going. But if love won't fly on its own free will, it's gonna catch that outbound plane. That brown new orange, just your halo turned upside down. Where is the laughter we once shared, begging the loved and bound? These broken wings are gonna leave. That's on the plane, just fly now. And I don't want to be standing here, and I don't want to be talking here, and I don't really care who's to blame. Cause if the soul fly on its own free will, who's gonna catch that outbound plane? Cause if the soul fly on its own free will, who's gonna catch that outbound?
This next song I've never recorded, but I wrote it a few years ago, and I wrote it as we were driving in the wintertime to Aberdeen, Scotland. And my mother's family all came from Aberdeen in the 1850s, and somehow or another they ended up in West Texas. And why anybody who came from someplace as pretty as Aberdeen would settle in West Texas, nobody knows, but they did. And driving along the coast and coming into Aberdeen, I had this feeling in my heart that most, I guess every immigrant must feel this way. And I kept thinking, boy, my mother would love to be here, and she would love to see this, and she would love to be driving on this coast because she saved so much of the history of where she came from. And my dad came from Wales, and he came from Cardiff. His great-grandfather came from Cardiff. And I came over one time, and he came along. He's a barbershop quartet singer, and he sings tenor. So he came along with us and then left us and went down to Wales and raided all the pubs and called all the barbershoppers together and just raised hell for 3 days in Wales. And he's not allowed back anymore, but, you know. So this song was inspired by the two of them and the heritage, and to all immigrants, because I can imagine that most everyone feels this way when they go back to from where they came. Oh, I thought I saw my mother's eyes on the road to Aberdeen, and they did shine above a stranger's smile, the color of the sea. And one day I'll take my mother there to see what I have seen. The eyes of her great-grandfather on the road to Aberdeen. Now I thought I heard my father's voice along the coast of Wales, singing sweet of tenor in a harbor bar with the wind, the gust of gales. And one day I'll take my father there to sing the harmony, and he'll sing high across the water, in his grandfather's voice he'll sing. Old land, you are holy, to your children cross the sea. Old land, the sea understands, we are all one family. In a flower shop in Amsterdam, I saw grandmother's hands. They were the finest pail of porcelain with a small gold wedding band. And the tulip that I purchased there is pressed upon a page in a book of songs grandmother saved from her grandmother's Holland days. Now my sister has grandmother's hands and the skin of ivory, and my brother has my mother's eyes, they're the color of the sea. And me, I have my father's voice, to the coast of Wales I sing, and I do cherish these remembrances on this road to Aberdeen. 'Cause it's old land, and it's holy, to your children cross the sea. Old land, the sea understands, we're all one family. Thank you. Thank you. This next song really needs no introduction, but it was written by my best friend Julie Gold, so enough said. From a distance, de lejos, aus der ferne, de loin. From a distance, the world looks blue and green, and the snow-capped mountains white. And from a distance, the ocean meets the stream, and the eagle takes to flight. From a it's the hope of hope, it's the song of love, and it's the voice of every man. From a distance, we all have enough, and no one is in. Songs of peace, they're the songs of heaven.
It's the love, and it's the heart. You are the love. This is a song of every man. Thank you.
From a Distance is without a doubt the prettiest song that I've ever had the honor of singing, and this next song is the most important song that I've ever written, and I'll be writing for the rest of my life, and survive my gentleman friend's testosterone poisoning and all of that stuff, but I don't think I'll ever write a song as important as this one, and it's been recorded by several different people now, and no matter how many times I hear it by another artist, I sometimes am amazed that I wrote this song, and it'll always be the most important piece. And this goes out to my godchild, my godson, Aaron Heffernan, and to all of our children, because they are the next of us, and they deserve the best from us. They don't deserve our hatred and our wars, because we brought them here. It's a hard life wherever you go. Thank you, Cambridge. America. They drive to the left on Falls Road, and the man at the wheel's name is Seamus. We pass a child on the corner, he knows, and Seamus says, "No, what chance is that kid got?" And I say from the back, "I don't know." He says, "There's barbed wire." For that child to grow. Cause it's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life. It's a hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hatred, then a hard life is all that they'll know. And there ain't no place to feel best for that child to grow. Cafeteria line in Chicago. The fat man in front of me is calling black people trash to his children, and he's the only trash here I see. And I'm thinking this man who wears a white coat in the night when his children should sleep, but they'll slip through the windows and they see him, and they'll think that white foot's all they need. Help us out here, Cambridge, cause it's a hard life, it's a hard life, it's a very hard life, it's a hard life wherever you go. And if we poison our children with hatred, then a hard life is all that they'll know. And there ain't no place in Chicago for those kids to go. It's a hard life. Now, I was a child in the 60s. Dreams could be held through TV, and at Disney and Cronkite and Mars and Lit. And I believed, I believed, I believed, and I still believe. But I am the backseat driver from America, and I am not at the wheel of control. And I am guilty, I am worn, I have been the root of all evil. Lord, and I can't drive on the left side of the road. Cause we've made it a hard life wherever they go. We thank you, Cambridge, Pete Kennedy, Peter Gorris, Pat McInerney, James Hooker, the Blue Moon Orchestra, the best kickers in the land. And this next song was written as Kate Wolf was the character that inspired this next song, and it's a song all about a moving vehicle leaving Utah. She drove west from Salt Lake City to the California coastline. She hit the San Diego Freeway doing 60 miles an hour. She had a husband on her bumper. She had five restless children. She was singing as sweet as a mockingbird and had 40 gun on. To bring up a testosterone choir to help us out on this, and John McCutcheon, if you're over there, John Prine, Tom Kimmel, and Jim Rooney, where are you guys? Y'all help us out with this too? Well, sort of, yeah. Y'all help us out with this. This is a tune that we just finished recording for the folk album. It's great fun. And it's an old Tom Paxton song, and everybody and their dog knows this song. And even if you don't know this song, you can fake this song easier than any one folk song I've ever heard in my life. Kick it off, Pete Kennedy.
Just another moment.
Pleasure to be at Cambridge again. It's such an honor to get to play this festival. It really is. The Blue Moon Orchestra and I are proud to be here. We're going to send this song out to our friend who is probably my favorite Irish singer in the world. This song goes out to Mara O'Connell, wherever she be this evening.